Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Welcome to a Tuesday edition of the Weekly Conversation. I'm your host, the man with the mic, Kyle. We got a wonderful conversation for you and some tragic news with friends and people I've known in my life. So thank you so much for tuning in. This week on the conversation, an Antifa group in Chicago has opened up a gym to train members for potential clashes with Donald J. Trump supporters. I'm not mistaken, but there's like thousands of deaths in Chicago, and they're usually black on black. Okay. Canadian landlord has been fined $12,000 for not taking shoes off in Muslim tenant's home. Because that's going to be coming here. Let me tell you, I don't get it, but this is breaking in Leffler County, Mississippi. They say at least five people have been killed after a lead tanker. Where is this? It's a, after a refueling plane crashes in a soybean field. I want to get into that. Also, FBI and you and the U.S. attorneys make comments about a U.S. Army first class sergeant who is an air traffic controller trained, and he is accused of trying to help ISIS and give them plans and give them like drones and different things. And you all know my favorite person in the world, you know, David Letterman. I love that guy. Well, he said that we need to stop whining and find a way to get rid of Trump, throw him out of office. Yeah, a lot of good that does. I mean, what good would that do if we spent all our resources? Okay, we need to get Obama out of the White House. We need to get him out. No, I'll get into that. This is why I love the Toilet Safety Administration. Agents posing as travelers were able to successfully breach security 17 out of 18 times at an MSP airport. That's why I love the Toilet Safety Administration. They haven't found anybody, haven't done anything. Now, this is a great story. Cliff Leonard, a Marine vet, makes statues of fallen soldiers for their families free of charge. I want to get into that. And also, Luther's letter to the Congress. I love this. How they should cancel the August recess because there's so much to do and they aren't doing anything. That and so much more and some transfer news. And welcome to the conversation that I hope you feel a part of, folks. Isaiah 41:10, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Kind of think about that as you're going through your, whatever you're going through, whether it's the daytime, the nighttime, whenever you're listening. Over the weekend, me and my wife, we went out to a really close friend of ours. They have fireworks, and they rival the cities. I mean, that's how good the fireworks are and the food. You know, we didn't know what they have, so, because what I can eat and can't eat. And so we bought some food, and we ate on the way, and we went and saw a bunch of friends and, of course, tried to play music. And that's always fun when, like, you're given music and you all have a different copy because yours is a different transposition of the thing. You're in one key, theirs is totally transposed in another key, and they're not exactly the same. Sort of like if you ever play guitar, and I'm going to show you how this is what you're hearing here. This is how it's originally done on the record. This is a way for for like if you're a beginner, you can play to where it sounds like it, but it's not exactly. And you know, we're changing some things, and you can do that. You know, you can do that with music. You can transpose it from this key to this key and change stuff up. And but we had a blast playing. But when I was, you know, I got out my snare drum and I was playing. My dad has bass drum and had a good old time. And that, when I was there, that's when I realized that a guy who influenced me a lot musically in my life, Richard Moulter, had passed away. He was like a neighbor in the neighborhood. You know, when he'd be walking around the neighborhood, I would always want to walk with him. I'm that weird person that loves the, like, I could sit in a VFW for hours and just listen to the war stories and just talk to the people. I'm just that, not many people. Here we go. Here's Grandpa talking about the stories about the war. Let's go to sleep. You know, not me. I'm like a deer in headlights. I'm just fascinated with history and things that, you know, and stuff that a book that you don't always hear about. And, you know, he was the leader of an army band and just an amazing guy. And he always was like, pretty universities right over there, as you know. If someone's coming, check them out. You may not like that style of music, but if they're coming to Purdue, they're probably pretty darn good. I guess I have to, he reminded me a lot of what Bob Weir said one time. I got the Closing Winterland DVD. And the Winterland was originally a prize fighting rink in 1906, and it had an actual bout there in San Francisco, and it lost its accreditation when they had a real bout there, and a brick fell on somebody and knocked one of the contenders out, and it just became known as an anything goes place. They had proms there, they had like ice skating there, but they did for a while, they played concerts. And Bob Weir said, most of the people came out to the Winterland not just to see their favorite bands, but out of curiosity. Because if you're playing the Winterland, you're probably pretty darn good. And you never know who you might go see and go. And, I mean, I've seen bands at Friends of Bob and at the Lafayette Theater and Long Center that just blow me away. I'm like, wow. Just amazing talent. And, you know, I was one of the few people that I went to the Lafayette Symphony all the time, and he would always be there. And we'd, like during the intermission, we'd meet up. And what did you think? How'd you like that first concerto and this and that? And so, you know, and it was just, he always influenced me, just like my drum teacher. Because my drum teacher said, you never know what you're going to have to play if you do a gig. You may be in a gig and they may say, buddy, Hagen Avila for my son. Okay, you're not always going to play the music you want. They may say, yeah, I want this. We need to play this. Okay. You know, and he passed away. And so it was just a lot of my love of music and just falling in love with anything, and he was a big part of my life. And I'm one of those people that I believe that, like, when someone dies, like everyone you meet becomes a part of your heart and your soul, and when they die, it's just that they're with you always. You know, if they're in your heart, they're there forever. And you take a little bit from everyone you meet, and it becomes part of who you are. And then I got word today that a good friend of mine, the back of their roof came off and collapsed in, and from severe storms last night and downpouring rain most of the night, 3/4 of it, the house was flooded and major damage. So if you're in Indiana, you can go out to Otter Bend to the Night Owl. They're having a collection bin. You can give money that way. If you're not friends with me, my name is Kyle Wolkow. I'm on Facebook. Look me up. PM me if you want to help. I can give you the address. You can send it to me. whatever, and I'll make sure it goes to Franklin and the people that, you know, so I can go to the right people. And then, yeah, and he has two kids, and I mean, anything you can do, it's been on my heart all day when I found out. So, because I've worked with him for many, many years. I've known him like 20 plus years, so. Just keep him in your prayers. But as we move on, folks, this Antifa group is starting a gym to train members to prepare for clashes against Donald J. Trump supporters. Okay. This is what the narrative is going like a book. If you saw Dana's commercial with the NRA, they're doing stuff. Okay, there was no Antifa. There was no Black Lives Matter when George Bush was in office. It wasn't until Barack Obama came in office. Now you got all these people wanting separate dorms, separate graduations, all this backfighting. And they're doing all these rioting and this protesting against Trump, and they're doing all this stuff. And guess what happens? The police, to protect people, have to do their job. And then when the police step in and do their job, then guess what? Ding 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 ding. Bells go off. Well, guess what? Guess what, folks? Guess what? They rationalize their behavior because of what the cops are doing, because they have to do their job. Because, you know, there's thousands of people in the streets. We got to get the National Guard. Well, since you have to get the National Guard, what do we got? We got a national police force. Are we in like some third world country where we have a dictator coming after us for? Okay. Can anyone tell me when Obama was in office, when we protested the healthcare bill, how many police were needed? How many cops were needed? Where was the Indiana National Guard? Where was the National Guard? Where was the Army coming out to? There wasn't. And we protested Obama with healthcare because they were shoving it down our throats. When, you know, it's kind of like saying, okay, this is what I'm going to do, okay? I'm going to force you to do this, but I'm not going to do it. Why should I be forced to do something? Okay, like I'm going to support a healthcare bill where the people that are passing the bill don't have to be using it and they're immune to it. It's so wonderful that the people that are trying to shove it down my throats are getting all these exemptions for all their buddies. I was expecting us to be pissed because they got to use it before anyone else. They got first dibs on the website. They had a sale like they do for concerts, and they got the pre-sale. They got like first dibs on it. No, they were getting exemptions, so they didn't have to use it. We protested. How many buildings were we burning down? What were we doing? They didn't need police when we were protesting Obama. And then you got people like David Letterman. Well, you know what we need to do? What are you guys whining for? Okay, you need to spend every waking hour of every weekend day, 24/7, 365. I don't care if it costs $100 trillion. We need to find a way to get rid of Trump. We need to get him out of office. We need to find out if he forgot to return a book in kindergarten. Anything we can find to get him thrown out of office, I don't care. I mean, we can't sit here and try to do something to make America great. I mean, imagine if Kennedy said, "That's not what your country can do for you, but what you can do to try to throw me out of office." Imagine if they took all their effort instead of trying to throw Trump out of the office, but try to do something try to make this country great. Go around and help people that are less fortunate and help people that don't have a job. I don't understand. But that's the world we live in, you know? I don't care. I mean, we're going to get Trump out of office. I don't care. See, with all the stuff that's going on now, Trump has a legitimate reason in my mind to say, okay, yep, martial law. Until I get things under control, martial law, I'm staying as president. He actually has a legitimate reason. And it's because of all these people that were, well, if Trump gets in, you know, we got to get Hillary in the White House or else this country's going to fall apart. And the people that said it was going to fall apart are the people that are making it fall apart. Show me how Trump supporters are making or is the problem. They're not the problem. And the few and the one and the half a percent that are sick and tired of all these people that are protesting and doing all this crap. And they're tired of it. I mean, I'm just one of those people that I'll tell you straight up, if there's a roadblock in my city for Antifa or Black Lives, they're going to get run over. I'm not stopping. I mean, if you have, I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, if you have someone that is, if you have a group that says this is how all men think, I'm not going to support like they have, like these fake feminists that, you know, that go off on conservatives because we're anti-women. Okay, well, no. What we need to do is we need to get a group of people that are pro-gun, that are pro-religion, and pro all the stuff that liberals are against, but say, you're a liberal. And march against all these protesters, but hey, no, I'm a conservative. No, I'm a liberal. I don't know what are you coming out with? I wish Hillary Clinton would have campaigned where we are, because I would have been there with, like, you know, Hitler shirts saying, Hillary's Hitler and I'm voting for her. I'd have been like that. Oh, that, see, oh, because if Waterworld asked me why am I voting for Hillary, I'd say, well, because she's the Goldwater girl. She wanted to resegregate America. That's why I support her, because she may in front of the camera say she likes black people, but deep down, she don't like them at all. She wanted to resegregate America, so I don't know how a black person can vote for her. I'd be asking black people, you know, she wanted to resegregate this country, so how can you support her? Because I guarantee you, deep down, she still does. She's just not going to say it in front of the people that she wants votes from. You know, Donald Trump's message has never changed, has never wavered. Donald J. Trump's message has been the same. Make America great. Quit spending billions of dollars on countries that hate us. Bring the money back here. Make tax incentives to have people bring jobs here. I remember at a time when you went to Walmart, there was no liquor. There was no beer sold. Everything was made in America. Sam Walton would be turning in his grave if he knew what they've done to it. This is probably not too far off in our future, folks. Canadian landlord has been fined $12,000 for not taking his shoes off in the Muslim tenant's home. A Canadian landlord was fined $12,000 for wearing shoes in a Muslim tenant's home, said he felt humiliated by the harsh penalty levied by a national human rights tribunal. In an interview with the Toronto Sun, John Adabi, 52, of Brampton, recounted how he went above and beyond to try to accommodate this Egyptian-born couple who lived in the apartments for 2 months, just to be slapped with a steep fine for the shoe incident. He said they were friends, they had no problem. And all this, now he walked in there and I was being called a racist. So what would they do if all of a sudden you sat there and it's like, okay, folks, yeah, I have to have my shoes on to walk into a house without shoes. That's against my religion. I don't know. I don't get it. I mean, but if that had something to do with Christians, oh, no. Well, sorry. Oh, look, this little Christian got offended because the guy wore a shoe in his house. Oh. Muslim complains there's a $12,000 lawsuit. Here's your fine. It's like that prayer room in that Texas school. It's only there because of Muslims. No, that's not. Anyone can pray there. Okay, anyone can pray there, but if a Christian tried to have that prayer room installed, it wouldn't be allowed. It was Muslims that got it because they're Muslims, and God forbid you can't offend them. Sad. Not that I ever had any faith in the Toilet Safety Administration, the TSA. But Minneapolis Airport TSA reported that when they had agents posing as travelers, they failed 95% of the time in security tests. 17 out of 18 times they were able to get weapons and stuff through, explosives or drugs. Crazy. And they're the ones that were spending tons and tons of money to try to protect us. I guess these tests happen all the time, but they normally don't. I guess this is rare that they actually came out with the reports of the study, because they normally just keep that information to themselves. But like, what are they going to say? Okay, yeah, we can't publish this, man, like 95% of the time. I mean, it just goes to show you that if you're standing in line for 7 hours, okay, folks, if your flight leaves at noon, you got to get here by 8 o'clock in the morning. That way you can stand in line for 5 hours to get checked in just to have 95% of the time contraband get by. I mean, you ever watch those jail shows like, you know, what is that thing called? Like Lockdown and Locked Up and all that stuff, like on MSNBC. Seen what they can do? Okay, yeah, what you do is you take a pen, take a big pen, the plastic thing. What you do is you take the pen and you melt it, and then you stick it in water and you melt it. You stick it in water, it gets really hard. Then you can get it really brittle at the end, so that when you jab it in someone, you can break it off and all these things. I mean, they show you basically how you can make all kinds of stuff that could easily be made that would not be detectable on a plane because it would be plastic that would still do tons of damage. We're not really talking like guns or anything, just, you know. But this is just disconcerting. I mean, but I guess you can travel with like a gun and stuff as long as it's underneath the compartment, I think. Like if it's underneath the plane and certain things, and I don't know. I mean, and that, to me, it's just showing tax dollars wasted. Not that I felt like they were, not like I had faith in them from the beginning. To me, I think it's almost like it's like a smoke screen. Sort of like when they had like those stimulus packages where they give you like bull BS answers for where the money went. Okay, there's not one. Let me see here. Okay, there's a brand new Windows. It's a brand new building. It's unoccupied. No way. They didn't change. They're not going to take brand new Windows and replace them with new Windows. So where'd that money go? Yeah, I went to put Windows in that building. No, it didn't. But as long as they have an explanation, they'll stand by it. And tough luck. This is what they said. You don't like it? There you go. I kind of feel like, hey, we can piss away money with the TSA that really doesn't do anything, and you're kind of on your own. And I'm just, I don't know. Something's got to be done. Because, I mean, do they even care at 90%? I mean, I've read several articles on this, and nothing's been like, okay, well, wow, we're clamping down. We're going to find out the person that's in charge there at that airport's been fired. No, any of that. Yep, okay, they had 95% failure rate, but, you know. I mean, they're probably ripping people's butts because it was published that they had that wonderful of a success rate of not stopping things. I don't get it. I mean, call me strange, but as a business, if you're going to spend money, you want to advertise, you should see, okay, well, folks, I spent $200 on that advertisement, and I got nothing to show for it. Let's try another thing. Let's try something else. Let's try another way of advertising. Okay, maybe my target audience doesn't watch soap operas. Okay, let's do game shows. Now, well, we got some revenue, but not much. You know, you're going to change your strategy. You know, I kind of feel like, okay, 17 out of 18 times stuff got by and they're not really doing anything about it. And probably behind the scenes, they're probably pissed that this was leaked, that they actually came out with the actual evidence. I want to get into this because this is kind of breaking, and they're looking into it. And until the military completes an investigation, we may never know the full details because it may be classified. But a Marine fuel refueling plane crashes in Mississippi, and at least 5 were killed. Authorities say in Mississippi that at least 5 were killed when a U.S. Marine Corps KC-130 refueling plane crashed Monday evening in a soybean field. Approximately 85 miles north of Jackson, he said a helicopter was searching for the remains. Marine Corps spokeswoman Captain Sarah Burns said in a statement that the aircraft experienced a mishap Monday evening. Greenwood Fire Chief Marcus Banks, no relation to the sheriff, said the crash was reported about 4 p.m. local time, and the debris from the plane was scattered in a radius about 5 miles. An intense fire fueled by jet fuel hampered firefighters, Banks said, causing them to turn to unmanned devices in an attempt to control the flames. So they don't really know what happened, but I guess it was so hot in the heat that they had to have like unmanned robots that they can attach fire hoses to and stuff to fight the fire. So our thoughts and prayers go out to the family. And right now, as for who knows how long, if ever, there is no word on the cause of the crash or what happened. But I It's just makes you appreciate life. It really does. You never know. So I always tell your wife and your husband and your friends that you love them and that you're there for them, and because you never know when. God does, but we don't. I'm going to get into this because this is just awesome. This is just an amazing, amazing story. Marine vet who served in Vietnam makes statues of fallen soldiers for their families free of charge. A Marine veteran is on a mission to honor fallen soldiers. Cliff Leopard, who served in Vietnam, uses his artistic skills to create sculptures of Marines and Navy crewmen who have been killed in Iraq or Afghanistan. He started with a fallen Marine from Jackson, Florida in 2010, and then he decided to do all Marines and corpsmen in the city. It's just, and it's free of charge. He does it out of his own time, his own pocketbook. It's just amazing what he gives of his heart, and to see the reactions of the people that get him. There's nothing better. It's just, that's what this country was about, giving back to others and doing for others. I don't know where we got to this notion where, okay, folks, let's spend all our time and energy. Let's try to get Trump out of office. We disagree with him. Let's get him out of here. I don't know where that ever came from. I don't understand. If you know, please feel free to tell me. If Trump's going to be so bad, why don't you just let him do his thing, and then you can say, see, hey, we told you. This country's horrible. His fault. His thing. We tried to warn you. And a true conservative would be like, yeah, yep. We thought he was going to be good, but he was not, and you were right. No, they just said, let's not do anything for America. Let's just try to waste our time and efforts and our money and try to get the guy thrown out. Because, see, we got to get Trump thrown out of office so that we can get Hillary Clinton in there. Okay. That's what I'm waiting for him next, I don't know. I don't understand this. Those protesters are about as useful as the TSA agents. Where did these kids go wrong? I honestly, that video that was done with the NRA, I think that's how it is. It's been totally... They have slowly indoctrinated these kids from little bits and pieces. You take someone like me that's been around. I was born in 75. This country has changed a lot. If you go back to the 80s, this country has changed a lot. Sort of like when you see one of your high school friends and at the Walmart or Meijer, and you're like, man, she hasn't changed at all. Man, he looks pretty good. He hasn't changed. But then when you get home, if you went and looked at their senior picture compared to now, man, have they changed. Woo. But you just recognize them and you say, nothing's changed. They look the same. Just because you can see them and recognize that they're the person they are. This country has changed so much, and I think it's just this. They've slowly indoctrinated these people. Slowly. Because I knew people that in the beginning watched The Daily Show in the very, very beginning. And the more they started watching it, the more they just saw, okay, they're trying to push something. They're trying to push an agenda. They're trying to push a viewpoint. It's not about like, hey, we're just going to objectively make fun of. I can watch The Daily Show if it objectively made fun of like stories of the day and made fun of liberals, made fun of Democrats, made fun of everything like Johnny Carson would, where it wasn't political. It was just making fun of anything that happened. But when it's pushing an agenda and pushing an ideology and taking someone and interviewing him and then cutting and pasting his interview so that he looks bad on TV. You know, it's one of the, that's honestly how I feel. We have, you know, we need to be rolling up our sleeves like Luther said in a letter to the GOP. We need to cancel this recess. There is so much, but these congressmen and senators, they don't care. I'm not going to be involved. I've got millions. I don't have to worry about this health care bill. I'm not going to be forced to use it anyway, so why do I care? These politicians have forgotten who they work for. They've forgotten who they work for, the American people. And that's the problem. All these things that these liberals are bitching about with the GOP healthcare plan are the same things that they supported when it was Obamacare. When it was Obamacare, well, it's better than nothing. At least they're doing something. At least they're doing this. And at least they're trying this and this and this. Okay, well, let's say at least they're doing this stuff. Okay, let's say there was a problem doing this or that. You know, why are you complaining about? It's amazing how a lot of my liberal friends will bitch about something a Republican does, but if a liberal did it, they wouldn't care. They wouldn't care. It would be, oh, that's not even an issue. Well, I guarantee you, if a conservative did that, you'd be harping all over that. It'd be front page news. I mean, when you look at this nation and where it's gone and where it's going, you have a president that could be sitting on a beach right now. Living the good life. But he doesn't want to do that. He's one of the few people that honestly, when I look into his eyes, I'm like, this guy genuinely cares about this country. You know, it's amazing how transparent Trump has been since he's been in office. And okay, you want this information? Here you go. You want that? I'm not hiding nothing. Oh, but Obama was going to be the most transparent thing in office. And what do you find? He was far from it. Far from it. I just wish, like I told one of my friends, I said straight up, the reason why, I mean, Obama was so great. I wish the media would have treated Obama like they do Trump. And you'd be whistling a different tune. Because there was a million things that Obama did that you're going after Trump for, but you didn't say one word when Obama did. And it's this double standard there ain't no double standard. I love this. The New York Police Department officers again turned their back to Blasio at slain cop's funeral. When he spoke at this cop's funeral, all these cops turned around and turned their backs to him. Because when he went off to Germany, he He turned his backs on that country. So it's just, I mean, it's the same issue that goes on and on and on in this world. And when, you know, and us as conservatives are trying to, how do we solve this issue? Not how do we piss them on and complain and because first of all, let's say you get Trump out of office. So what? You're going to have another conservative in the White House. Don't they realize that? If they're ever successful, which I don't think will ever be. And I guarantee you, they are trying their best to try to come up with something that they can, any legal loophole that they can, that could have been used, that they would have been shot down if we tried to do it against Clinton or against Obama. They would shoot it down. But if with Trump, oh yeah, that's legal. Yeah, we can use that. I mean, something's got to change. I think we need to give all the government people, like this post has said for years, give all the congressmen and senators the VA benefits and see how quickly things change. Let the congressmen and senators live like the average American. Have the average congressman and senator, okay, well, this is how much you make as a congressman and senator. Okay, why aren't they being questioned about how many, where are they getting all these millions of dollars? I mean, I know if I made what a congressman and senator did and in 4 years had like a $20 million bank account, they'd be wondering where that money came from real fast. The IRS would be on my butt. Magically, ooh, congressman and senator, so they don't, Nope. I don't know. I'm just frustrated because I feel like we have finally someone that's trying to do something and everyone around him is just trying to not his people, but people around him, like everyone in the media and all these people are trying to stop him from doing what he's trying to do, which is make this country great. I mean, there's tons of evidence of voter fraud, and they're suing, saying that about challenging the way the collection of the data and all this data and how it was collected and this and that. That's what the thing is going to tee me off the most is when you can prove fraud, but you didn't collect the data properly, so. And like I've told this to a liberal one time, I said, so like, if this guy murders your mom and they have 100% DNA proof and video proof that he did it, and because of a legal loophole, he's found not guilty and they can't use that evidence, are you going to be happy about it? Does that mean he didn't kill her because they couldn't prove it? He goes, well, that's not right. Well, you know, if they prove that there's voter fraud, but because of they sue him because they gathered the data incorrectly, that, you know, it's not admissible and da 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 and all this crap. All of a sudden that voter fraud that was proven really didn't happen just because they make up some law. Like if you go back to when we had that travel ban. And that Ninth Circuit Court came in and said, well, because of this, you can't. They blocked the travel ban. Okay. And I've had attorney friends that say, well, I don't even know how they're getting away with that, because he has the legal right as president to do what he thinks is in the best interest to save this country and make it safe. I don't know how they're getting these injunctions through, because it's not legal. And I have a feeling that with this voter fraud thing, they're going to sit there and stop this voter fraud investigation by something as bullcrap that if they tried to do it against Obama, they would say, oh, well, that can't be, you know, it's something like where since Trump's investigating this fraud against Hillary and all this voter stuff, they're going to say that, oh, you can't, you know, they're going to say that because of this, the way it was collected with this, you know, we're going to stop you from doing it. But if you try to investigate Obama with it, oh, well, that you can't stop it. You know, like, they would take that. You know, we could try to use this law to prove that Obama did do this. And they would say, oh, no, you can't. No, they would flip it around. It's one where if we tried to use it, they wouldn't allow it. But liberals can use it and it works. Because I guarantee you, when Obama tried to, when he banned people in the travel ban, guess what happened? It was legal. We couldn't do anything about it. Not that we would want to. We wanted to bar people that were a threat to this country. So, it's just, I don't get it. I mean, because to me, it's 100%. I mean, voter fraud happened. If you can't see that, then you're blinded and a bat. I mean, that's how I don't get it. But I mean, that's how this world, this double standard thing works. Because this world is a huge double standard. No one wants to believe it. Because, I mean, I just see all kinds of things that if it was up to, if it was in the Obama administration, you wouldn't even be talking about it. But because it's Trump, oh yeah, this is the biggest thing since sliced bread. How dare. So, I don't know. Because I've heard that, oh, Republicans want to get rid of health care. Okay, yeah, so I guess Republicans want to get rid of healthcare. They want to remove hospitals and all this. I mean, I don't understand. It just frustrates me because they're, well, okay. And this is how I told someone. I said, well, if you really think that the Democrats give two craps about you, they'll pass a bill as long as it helps them. You might just happen to be in the neighborhood or in a 4-mile radius of where this congressman lives or owns property just so he can reside there as a resident, so he can be a congressman and senator in that district. And because it's something that he passes, you might benefit from just to catch, but other than that, he don't care about you. You really think for 1 second that if you're walking down the street having a heart attack, Hillary Clinton would help you if there was no cameras around? And she ain't going to get publicity out of it. She ain't going to help you. Yeah, you're a real... That's what I don't get. When are people going to wake up to realize that John Boehner ain't any better than Nancy Pelosi? Show me where 90% of this country has been better off because of the government. Show me one program through the government that is succeeding. Show me someone that is using a food stamp program is getting off it, that is able to get off the program. Show me the success rate of people getting off of food stamps. No, people are finding the loopholes so they can stay in the things forever and ever and ever. Well, see, if I go to this low budget food place, I can buy this generic soda, 24 cans, for $2.99, and I pay that 10-cent deposit. Then I dump the soda out. I take and deposit that money, and I get the cash, and then I go buy my drugs. They know the loopholes. Show me from any party the success rate of anything in government, whether it's Amtrak is sets up to have a loss so that they can get money. Post office is bankrupt. Medicaid are bankrupt. But don't worry, folks. The government cares about you. Got about 6 minutes left in the program, folks. I want to thank you so much for tuning in and wherever you are around the world. You know, think about it. I remember there was a time when you'd hear about this in when I was in school, culinary school, where there was a time where, heck, when you were in France, you could be on a government program and make more money than you would work in. You could turn in a winemaker and he'd be shut down and you'd get put on a government program and you'd actually make more money. I mean, there are people in this government that want to keep their retirement age 60 but move ours up to 70 or 75. All you have to do is look at all the things that, okay, this is what the government wants for themselves, congressmen and senators, but this is what they want for the American people. And it's not about left or right. It's about, this is what these Democrats and Republicans want for themselves. They want a special set of rules. They want their own health care. They want their own retirement date. They want their own thing. I'm going to get into some transfer news, folks, really quickly as we approach the start of the summer tour for Manchester United. And as we all knew, Romelu Lukaku has been signed on to Manchester United. Alexis Sanchez from Arsenal is reportedly looking at possibly being the next number 7 at Manchester United. So it's going to be interesting if we sign him. They had an interview with Alex Ferguson, and he said it best, because, you know, there's been all these, like, we never would have thought Lukaku and, you know, Alexis Sanchez might come on, which would be incredible, you know. And he's like, you know, the thing we have is, it's sad to see Wayne Rooney go, but at the same time, in today's market, very few players stay at a club like he did for 13 years. That is almost unheard of anymore. You know, but you think about it, when we had Van Nistelrooy, you know, okay, what's going to happen now that he goes, or when Beckham left, what's going to happen to the club? Because he's one of the greats. And when you had Cantona, when you had, you know, Gary Neville, all these players. And it's just like, you know, he goes, it's rare to see someone at any club for 13 years. I mean, like Ronaldo hasn't even been at a club. And it's just, for me, with the transfer news and the things that are going on and the shakeups in the club, and would I have ever thought we would get Lukaku? He wasn't even really on my radar. But, you know, I wondered, like, Belotti or Morata. So it's one of those things that I would have never thought would have happened. It's just, and we do need some midfielders. It's one of those things that I would love to have, like Eric Dier. Bakayoko is a Chelsea player, midfielder, who might be going to United. The press has leaked that it may happen, it may not. There's all kinds of rumors. Until a lot of this stuff happens, I'm at the point, like, okay, until it happens, Okay, so be it. If it does, it does. If it doesn't, it doesn't. You know, it's just been so many up and downs. Is are we going to get Maddich? Are we going to get this player? Are we going to get, is Eric Dyer considered? You know, who's on your wish list? Who would you love to have? Who would you not love to have? And to me, it's almost like, okay, we're at the point now where I think the transfer window season is going to die down for a little bit as we're on the summer tour, because a lot of these teams are not going to want to really deal when they're on the road and on the, you know, so until I think the summer tour is over, you're not going to see as many signings. But it's something that I'm just excited for the summer tour and to watch some of the games, and just to, when the season starts, it's going to be nice. It's going to be good for us because at least with the summer tour, we get to see the games when they'd normally be played, instead of like, okay, well, it's the 7 o'clock. It's like a 4 o'clock game. But for us, it's like 7 a.m. And like, what do they say? Like when England, they say when they have the U.S. tour, we get to see what the Americans deal with in other countries when the game's live for them, and it's like, you know, like 4 a.m. or, you know, like some weird time at night or whatever. And so, because I've heard that same thing with like the Indy 500, you know, there's like in some countries when it's live, it's like 1 a.m, you know, so people wake up at 1 a.m. to watch a race. It's like, just because of where they are, it's like 1 o'clock in the afternoon when it's going on here. So I want to thank you all so much for tuning in. Remember, if you live in Indiana and you can make it to the night owl, go out there, and there's a bucket for my buddy Franklin, who's in dire need. And remember, with a firm alliance and mutual pledge to each other, our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honors. Until this coming Thursday, good night and God bless. Goodbye.